Spinners, They Just Can't Stop It, from 1975. Good morning, you're listening to The Mix on 90.7 WKGC FM and HD, here when you need us. I'm Dana Erskine.
And I'm Hello Karen.
And today in the studio, we have professional musician from Tallahassee, Rachel Hillman. Yeah. Rachel, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
So Rachel, you performed A Place Where We Can All Eat and In the Evening.
Yes.
And phenomenal. Like I said afterwards, after we went on break, chili bumps, like completely amazing. You're great. Like, you're awesome. But it's also Teacher Appreciation Week here in Bay County. And so all week, Bay District Schools is doing shout outs and nominations for local teachers in the area. But Rachel, you said that teachers have a big place in your heart.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
My teachers have had a massive influence on my life. When I started high school, I started at a little choir program. It's not a little choir program. It's a huge choir program. But I was in the girls' chorus. And to me, it was just like a side thing. You know, I was like, oh, I want to do some singing. But working with my teachers there, Judy Arthur and Tabitha at the time, she wasn't married, but Tabitha Peck, and Millie and Rod Durham, they all had such a huge influence on my life in just shaping me into becoming curious. Mm-hmm. They encouraged me to seek out questions and answers that I wouldn't normally look for, and to value different things in the music, just to seek out beauty in different things and what it is that makes things beautiful, whether it's just the intricacy of the song or the intricacy of the poetry that's within the song, and understanding what's going on there, whether it's in any genre, and what it is that makes it beautiful. And from there, I went to FSU and I met so many wonderful teachers. Oh, obviously also my private voice teacher, Carla Connors, who worked with me after school. So then when I went to and helped me get through to my college audition and helped me to feel confident about that. But then when I went to college, I met so many different incredible professors. And today, Brian Hall and Michael Backen, who have taught me so much about ethnomusicology and the blues and jazz, and again, have encouraged me without criticizing how young of a player I am, how not young in age, but just my playing is very green in comparison to people who have really listened to jazz, in comparison to people who have really like spent a long time playing blues. And I've never felt judged. I've never felt critiqued in that way. Just like they've given me more and more to listen to, and they've given me more and more to ask questions about. And from there, it's just been a process of adventure and exploration and joy, and I think my life would have so much less happiness if it weren't for the fact that my teachers had taught me how to seek joy and how to seek beauty in those ways.
No, that's awesome. And we love to hear stories like that where we can incorporate, you know, your professional musicians and the teachers behind that and how that kind of shaped you as an artist. But that's so cool. So really they kind of helped shaped the kind of music that you listen to.
Well, yes, definitely in college. I think in high school, a lot of that was just learning how to have a voice and be confident in my voice. Mm-hmm. And to know the difference between what like painful singing feels like, and if I am singing painfully, then what kind of things I can do to kind of protect my voice, whether it's like drinking lots of water or like, you know, being gentle on your voice during regular just living hours, and understanding that. And they also encouraged me to seek out quality singers and listen to things in a different way. But when I went to college, that's really where my taste kind of started to form. I didn't know about jazz in the context that I'm learning about it today. I understood it more as just kind of like this beautiful, like Christmas time, you go to the mall and Nat King Cole is playing over the radio and all those beautiful chords. But I just didn't understand like what the history and point of it all is. And when I went to college, I met a few students that were studying jazz. They were instrumentalists. And they invited me to come and just kind of sit in on a session. And I didn't respect the gig nearly as much as I should have. I didn't understand what I was getting myself into. And so then when I guess that's what they expected for me. You know, like I think there are a lot of times where people put you in situations where you're just completely over your head. And it's good because you have to know that you're over your head. If you don't realize how dumb you are, then how are you going to move forward and how are you going to want to ask those questions? So I had some friends, Tissa and Brandon Polk. They were in a band together, and they said, "Yeah, come and learn these tunes and sing with me." And I never did it because once I started seeing what the workload was, I was so intimidated, and I didn't even realize because I came in with a big head and I thought that I was really doing well, and I wasn't at all. So it's good to feel dumb. It's really, really good to be humbled, and every day I find a new thing that I just know nothing about, and it's just so wonderful.
No, I understand completely. And like you said, it's good to be humbled because that's how we learn. That's how we learn new things, learn how to do new experiences and all that stuff. But Rachel, thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely.
Again, if we want to find your music, your YouTube links, where can we find that?
Well, you heard my song in the evening earlier today. That's on YouTube. And if you want to get to my YouTube, you can look up Rachel Hillman Music. But all of my music, everything that I have online, is available through linktree.com/Rachel Hillman Music, RACHELHILLMAN Music. And that's going to take you to my YouTube, my Patreon, all of those things, and my calendar of shows, everything that you would need. And just thank you so much for listening today, and I hope that if you don't spend any more time listening to me, that's just fine, but please look into the artists that you are interested in about and seek out what they were listening to, because I think that there's just a wealth of joy that can be found in that.
Absolutely. Well, this was Rachel Hillman, the professional musician from Tallahassee. Rachel, you are welcome to join the show anytime. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we will outro our show because it's getting near the end where Boomer Bill is going to come in. But we're going to take a quick break on The Mix.